Hi everyone, it's Dom from Sheep Farm, and just before the podcast starts, I just want to remind you, if you have any logging on issues or you want to ask any questions about the membership, please email us on info@sheepfarm.co.uk, that's info@sheepfarm.co.uk. Throughout this first part of the podcast, there was an issue with my mic which became apparent when I downloaded it, so I apologise for that. We do rectify it at the back end of the second hour. But thanks for tuning in. Bye. Welcome to another episode of Sheep Farm Mint Sauce Chronicles. I think we're on number 21, I think, now on Mint Sauce Chronicles. And I think we're up to 76, I do believe, in the Sheep Farm podcasts, which is a bit mental, yeah. And with me tonight is our Chris as usual.
Good evening.
In hot and sunny Cambridge, hi. Where there's no water at all, so everyone's just drinking wine and witch piss. what make of which piss is thou on tonight?
I've got a beautiful bottle of Bordeaux. I like Bordeaux.
Bordeaux?
Yeah, it's on special.
Not Rothschild's Bordeaux.
It could be. If it's on special offer, I often pick one up.
Right. Is that your favourite?
No, not really. I don't care. I just like heavy reds. Yeah.
Right.
I like Poulian wine. I might have said that the other day. Right, weird bit of synchronicity. It was my birthday of the week, so we went out and we were just down on River Cam, and I was telling a guy I know's dad that we're on about wine because he likes red wine. And I said, do you know what? Whenever I buy Poulian wine, it's always nice. That's like the south of Italy.
Right.
It's always nice because it's obviously hot, so great. I don't know anything about it, but yeah, it's always nice. And then my mate came over, who doesn't know that I like that wine. My mate Tris, and he goes, I've brought you a bottle of wine for your birthday. It's my favourite, and it was a Poulian wine.
Right.
Not that weird, really, because he knows what kind of wine I like, but just one of those little synchronicities that happen.
Yeah, yeah. Quite a lot of them things are happening in a minute. But remember, if you're getting stuck with your
membership,
logging in and membership stuff, email us info@cheapfarm.co.uk. Don't put it on a comment, even on BookTube or on Podomatic or even on the website, because I don't read all those comments, sadly. But I do read all the emails. So if you can email me, it'll get sorted out a hell of a lot quicker if you've got issues logging in. That's info@cheapfarm.co.uk. There's a lot of comments. There's been quite a lot of comments on a lot of different things. The live one that we did, there's a lot of comments. That's got over 8,000 views so far, which is,
wow.
It still freaks me out a little bit, but there you go, even after 2 years or whatever it is. And we're going to keep doing live ones. I mean, we did two last month. It might not be two a month, but we will keep doing a live one because we enjoy doing those, don't we, Chris?
Yeah, good, yeah. Goes so fast as well.
Yeah, 2 hours it goes in a blink. Whether we do it just us two or whether we get somebody else on with us talking about some stuff. It's always a bit tricky on YouTube because obviously they don't like the truth. This podcast itself won't go on YouTube. It'll be too twitchy for them, I think. It might do, but we'll probably put it on our own platform. What's the point of worrying what YouTube think when we don't have to?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no reason to, is
it? It is the way to go. And it also encourages people to go over to the website because I'm lazy like that. People who vanish off YouTube, I mean, a lot of them have got their own websites, but you still are a bit lazy, aren't you, sometimes?
Yeah. Well, YouTube pops up even on your TV, on your phone.
Yeah, you still go to YouTube.
It's so easy, even though they don't like what we and many other people have to say, and people who listen to this, they don't like what we think or say as a group of people. Mm. So,
did you see that Alex Jones thing in court?
No, I'm not taking any notice of it.
I just saw a clip of it. I think Hugo put some on there, and I watched another video about it. But yeah, he's basically in court about Sandy Nook, saying, because apparently the parents are devastated that he said that it weren't real, but now he's changed and said it was real. Just a weird, weird little, I don't know. To be honest, that clip of it in court, it literally looked like a stage show.
Right.
What it is or not, I don't know. I mean, he's always
I've got to the opinion now, if it's on TV of any sort, I mean, we could talk about that in a minute, BBC, but if it's on TV, it is a stage show. It's just an act.
I would agree with you.
Now, that doesn't mean to say that everything that's on TV is a total blazing lie, because the oppressors or the people in charge of all this stuff, where best to put the truth but right in front of you where we all don't believe it? It's just the ideal part to put the truth in. So I always think it's, you know, it's 99% lies and a sprinkling of truth just to get you to believe the lie.
Mm. I would agree.
And the plant seeds, they just plant seeds, send spells, brew the concoctions of truth, and the masses just go for it.
Mm.
Just before we start, we put on the on YouTube the trailer for Rare Treat, which the Rise Above Live guys are hosting. And on the 9/11, ironically, it's a Friday and Saturday.
I don't think it's ironically.
No irony to be with them guys. It's all well thought out. And I know they got a lot of grief for using the Rare Treat. The double E they've got in there is 33.
They're doing it on purpose. They're taking the piss out of it. I think
that's
a good thing. Yeah,
I think it's a good thing. It's highlighting it in a different way.
Yeah.
And hosting it on 9/11. And obviously they've got a bit of stick saying now they're satanic.
No, but what better way to mock this, the numerology stuff, than take the piss out of it? What better way to mock it than
there is a better way. That is the best. That is the only ways.
Matt Devlin did the same thing with his those meditations. Use the dates that they use. If you're doing it without any malice, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, you can't. In my view, you probably counteracting.
Yeah. I mean, it would make sense to say that, wouldn't it? The fact that they're calling them satanic is insane, though, isn't it?
I really struggle with some comments that some people make, but not because I find it pretty... Well, whether they're real truth seekers or not is questionable to start
people,
with. Or maybe they're AI, I don't know. But some of the comments on there, if they are real people, not just an hour platform and most people's platforms, it's my 11-year-old could write a better comment.
Right. I've not really spotted any negativity, really.
I put an advert out there for Rich Planet Dior asked us to just push his he's got a market stall on a Friday in Merthyr Tydfil, 9:30 to 5.
Wales,
and I think he's going to do it every week, I do believe, or every other week. So bear that in mind. And I wish it were closer, I'd go down myself, but...
Yeah.
Somebody put on about... about globe Earth and flat Earth and all this type of thing. And somebody put a comment on there saying, we're pushers of the flat Earth philosophy, and he or she... debunked that 8 years ago. So when you go through to the YouTube channel, I look at the YouTube channel and it's like there's nothing there. But yet they're debunking stuff. And do you know, we've said this over and over again. I'm not flat Earth, round Earth, square Earth, oblong Earth. Because the truth is, I haven't a clue.
No.
One thing I don't believe is what I'm being told anymore.
One thing I don't believe is the NASA footage, because I've watched hours of that.
Yeah, you've watched it more than I have.
Well, I've always had an interest. I've always been a science fiction buff, so I've watched it even before I had any opinion on it, if you know what I mean. I remember watching that first Mars Rover thing when that they had that guy who was like this. I don't know what he was. Do you remember that one where they said they were going to drop it from a height, and then that I mean, they were making a Star Wars scene. I mean,
from what we've researched, I struggle with it, believing that human beings have left Earth. But that doesn't mean to say they haven't. I'm not saying I'm right, by the way.
Well, you've just got to, again, we always talk about, you've got to follow your instincts. Sometimes you don't need some twat on TV to tell you something. You can use your instincts. Your instincts might be wrong, but...
I do think, though, a lot of people have nailed the heart on one thing for so long that they cannot shift from it. And
I was a blooming UFO fanatic. I was droning on about, because I saw a UFO when I was a kid. So I was droning on about UFOs. Now I'm at a point where, and I've been for quite a few years, where I don't know what I saw, but I always said it was aliens, because I've been programmed with, I mean, if you think about the alien agenda, it's like an off-center agenda that's making you feel like you're a conspiracy theory person. And there's definitely a cover-up there, but the cover-up's not necessarily what they're telling it is. Now, the fact that I watched...
Could be 10 different cover-ups.
Exactly. Do you know what? I watched... And look how aliens have come into the fore now, where it used to be mocked and ridiculed. Now they're saying there probably is aliens. So that's probably telling me there probably isn't any aliens. And the fact... Yeah. Funny enough, I watched a Disney short cartoon on Disney Channel. I do subscribe to Disney Channel for my channel. I do watch it objectively, but... There were a short on there where it literally showed this UFO. It obviously aimed at kids, like a Pixar a CGI shot, and it beams a guy out of his house, trying to beam him out of his house. And it's a comedy, so he's banging him around and stuff. But it's still showing someone getting abducted by aliens. Do you know what I mean? To children. And I don't know, it starts them kids asking that question, doesn't it, at a very young age. What's that about? Depending on the parents' view, they'll start to say this or that. Now, we were on about this the other day, and I saw a craft when I was a kid. Didn't see any aliens, but I saw a craft. So who knows what it was? Who knows where it came from? It could have been military. It could have come from underground. It could have come from sea. It could have come from anywhere. Yeah. Who knows?
But for us to say, we've always, like Chris just said, we've always been programmed that aliens come from other planets, for argument's sake. They might well do, for all I know. But my suspicions now... are that there probably are other entities. I think we'd be foolish enough not to think there might be other entities. Don't mean to say there are. Again, I'm not nailing my thoughts on there because it might change in a year. I think a lot of people struggle with that, being able to leave a door ajar and go back out and go back into another room type of thing.
Every door's ajar.
Find some new information. Because why lock yourself into one thing? There's no reason. All this research that we do now, that we've done over the last 2 years, in two or three years' time, I might look back and think, found something new here.
To be fair, with the politicians, it's pretty black and white because they're people, aren't they? When you're talking about space or flat earths and stuff, you're going into a different... I would hazard a guess that it's a bigger plane than we're told, and the things that we see are from another side of it. We're probably just living in peasant class. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's
like a 2D dimension type.
We're just living in the lower echelons of it, maybe. Who knows? But it makes it all very exciting and interesting as well, doesn't it?
You know? Yeah. But where's the debate gone? I saw one comment that said about Richard Dior saying, do you think he'll run away if I talk to him about heliocentric Earth like David Icke did? And it's
I think he'd run away from
it. Why do we need that comment? I mean, I don't think he runs away from home. That's the problem.
I don't. Yeah. And I don't understand it. I mean, even what...
And also, Chris, we had this conversation earlier, didn't we, where I'm into my health, right?
Yeah.
I don't mean to say I'm healthy because I don't know what's inside me, but I feel healthier than I did 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So if that person who left that comment, me and him have a conversation and agree, let's just say, on what he thinks. And I said, I agree on you. Do you eat Mars bars? Well, yeah. Well, I can't talk to you then because I don't agree to that anybody should be eating those things. So where does it stop?
Yeah.
Where does it stop? Because we're being lied to on diet as much as we are on planets.
Well, we're in a world now, aren't we? We're in a world where you're told to fall out with people and can't, I don't want to use the word cancel, but cancel them if they disagree with you.
Yes.
You're not allowed an opinion, are you?
No.
Where what happened to the world where you can actually have a little, not even an argument, a heated debate about something? Because as well with the flat earth one, both sides are as angry as each other, which I find weird. I don't understand why you get so ate up about it. I can't give a shit if
it reminds me of. It reminds me of people who argue over football teams.
And politics.
And religion. It reminds me of them religion, football, arguments
Nowhere. I'm going nowhere. You're achieving nothing.
Yeah.
It's not worth arguing
Absolutely.
About.
No. You're better leaving your mind open. Yeah. Looking at what's available at the moment. And I would say whatever NASA's throwing out, you've got a question. I mean, if they've lost the blueprints for all the rockets.
Yeah. And it was started by a bunch of Satanists.
And it was started by a bunch Nazi of Satanists.
Nazi Satanists. Yeah. You've got to ask a few questions, haven't
you? Yeah. Well, I mean, we won't go into that, but we're starting to build up some of the information on twats in space. So I think we might.
Which we've been talking about for a year.
longer probably. I think we'd probably do part one, maybe on a live.
I think we realised a year ago when we said we were going to do that we don't ever say what we're going to do next because you're going different directions there.
Well, there's that much, right? If you knew how many projects that I've got going on now, anyway. Apparently, we're Masons because our colours on our logos are black and white, Chris.
Which colours on his logo?
You know, the sheep colours.
All right. And that drawing I did was black and white as well. Definitely a Mason.
So you're a Mason.
Oh, quickly, just to bring up fire about talking about a live stream, what about me pixelating out?
Because that was strange.
And also, the fact
it
that
it wasn't quite the ones that we showed of those people, but it was.
But.
It was like an attack.
it was weird because.
A parasitical attack.
Yeah, maybe I've got an entity attached to me.
An AI parasitical attack.
One thing I will promise anyone who's listening is I know nothing about it. So if I've got some attachment to me. But it was weird in the fact that we've been talking about that quite a lot.
And I'm surprised it wasn't red in colour.
It was green as well, which was weird. I've never seen a green one before.
Just because of which piss you drink.
Yeah, maybe I've got a positive entity attached to me.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe.
But one thing for sure.
With a vested interest.
Oh dear.
You like that one, don't you? Oh dear. Right. A Ramsey Nesbitt vested interest. Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe it was weird though. I mean, to be fair, if I was watching us and that happened, I'd be like, oh hang on a minute. This is because we
freaked you out a bit, didn't it?
Did a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Odd.
I see our friend Kate Garraway and her husband Derek is back in the news. It's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Well, yeah, is he the person that's had COVID the longest and survived? Is that his status at the minute?
I mean, I think we covered it. I'm not saying we got all the answers right, but we certainly asked questions that opened doors. When I see Kate Garraway talking, I can't believe her.
No,
what she's saying on that subject. I see her talking on other stuff. And she talks totally different.
Mm.
Well, and the outcome was of that conversation was that I saw on that video is, he's doing very well, but he might need two new kidneys. I didn't find that one that he's doing that is doing very well.
If you need two kidneys, you're definitely not.
Long COVID, right, causes you to go in a coma for nearly 6 months or whatever it was. You're now disabled. You can't breathe properly. You've got to be fed. You're in a wheelchair. You have a stroke or whatever it is. All these, you can't talk. Yeah. And now he needs two kidneys. Yeah. That is what.
And he's the longest survivor. He's got some record of COVID.
Longest survivor in.
And it just so happens. His wife is on national TV every day.
Yeah.
That's.
And he worked for Tavistock.
Right.
Can't remember. He worked for Tavistock.
I'm not laughing, but there's a few alarm bells ringing there, aren't there? Yeah. I mean, if the guy's ill, it's horrible. I feel sorry for him, and he's got kids as well. But it's very suspicious, very strange.
Well, I actually think we covered it. I think something happened. If I listen back, recap it, but from my memory, something happened prior to that. And it's like they've said, right, we can use Derek, who was worked with Tony Blair and all the other people during the getting him into power and stuff like that. He was a PR expert.
Yeah.
We can use Derek for this COVID nonsense.
Mm.
And because she said he was feeling ill, and she thought it was something to do with the medication he were on.
What medication? Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah. What exactly?
Was he a bit of a party boy as well, wasn't
he? He was a party boy. He was a drinker, and other stuff by the sound of things, if my memory serves me rightly. But this is, they just keep bringing her out, just to keep it in that public space.
I mean, by the old timer fella's been in hospital and going through all this, she's written a book, done a documentary, and she's on TV every day.
Yeah. Did you watch that video that I put on the BBC Weather one?
No, I didn't. I thought we were going to watch it.
I'm going to play it actually in a minute. So we'll listen to it now.
Right.
I'll leave the audio in for the recording.
Right. Yeah, do that.
But when the BBC do things like this, if I can find it, that is.
Just talking about that while you're doing that, I was saying to you, I was going to buy myself a new floor for my kitchen because it's knackered, because I put it down very badly. And I was looking at vinyl flooring and I actually thought I might get a black and white checked one. And I thought, should I do that? You know, that classic black and white checked one.
Right.
Then you think,
wouldn't be a good idea if these people come round to your house and...
Well, you just take the world we live in. It's probably not a good choice, is it?
No. That video seems to have disappeared, Chris.
Right. I'll just tell a quick story while you're looking. I told you this earlier, which was another bit of weird serendipity. A guy at work, he does punting down the River Cam, and he took a guy out, and they were doing a bat, like looking at bats between Grantchester and Cambridge, sorry. So he was telling, and he said it was really interesting, talking about bats. So he was telling me all about bats at work. Anyway, I got home, I was telling my missus about bats, because I'm that boring. Talking about bats, and never mentioned before. We went outside, we were just having a glass of wine, went outside, and Lou went, fucking hell, did you see that? It was a bat. And I didn't see it, and I thought she was winding me up because we'd just been talking about bats. And then one day, he just swooped straight over my head, saw its full, like, Batman-signed wings go straight over me. And I've never seen a bat here before, and I said to Lou, is it me, or is that really, really fucking weird? And she thinks I'm nuts anyway, but even she were like, that is really weird. I mean, if you put down the odds of that happening, and it's never happened here before, and I've lived here 7 years, I've never seen a bat, and one just flies.
Well, there are some strange synchronicities happening.
I kept wagging on about this last year when I kept having them. It was like 2020, wasn't it? They were 2020, 21. They were just happening over and over again, and it was just another one of them.
Yeah.
And you just think, what is the meaning of it, though?
Yeah, well, it's like the meaningless, but. Really meaning, had them all together,
you know, there's something
a lot of meaning to them.
Is it the universe just screaming out at you? Wake up! It's actually weirder than you think. I don't
giving
know.
You signs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
but then
you
anything
know what a bat means? What does a bat mean? Is it because I mean, if you go back into ancient cultures, every animal that you saw, if it was rare, meant something, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like I said, down where I'm working at the minute, there's a a pedigree falcon. Living in one of the towers.
Peregrine Falcon.
Living in one of the towers.
Right.
I don't know when the last time one was ever there, but there's people around it with cameras. And I don't know, just little things like that. You just think, is it the universe? Is it the planet? Is it nature fighting back against the dickheads?
Yeah, probably.
Do you know what I mean?
So I'll play this... we'll watch the video, but it'd be the audio that you hear. But you can go to Sheep Farm Studios on YouTube and watch it. This is the BBC. They've got a weather disinformation expert on the show.
What does that mean? He's going to disinfo the weather?
Well, it's a woman, actually, but, yeah, it's a strange mix because they're trying to put out this mantra that their weather was right, and all they're doing is giving you the facts. They've got no political side to it. Now, I'm sure the newsreader and this woman and the, maybe the people that are reading the weather have got no political, and they think they're reading the facts, but they're only giving you what they've been given.
Yeah,
they're not going out and recording the weather and telling you what it's going to be in a day or a week's time.
Even they're, like that 40-degree thing. What were it? Yeah. 40 degrees in Lincolnshire. Well, that's irrelevant to everyone else on the, in the country. They had to find one spot where it were boiling.
But they, also, they found one spot, right? But who measured it? Yeah. What did they measure? Where was it? They don't give you that detail. They just say somewhere in Lincolnshire.
Some farmer's kettle.
Right, I'm going to play this now. So...
Well, now, the BBC's weather team has been at the forefront of our coverage of last week's heatwave and the ongoing climate crisis, but this has led to unprecedented levels of personal abuse and online trolling, as some people have accused them of hysteria and promoting climate change propaganda. And that's just telling you politely. I'm joined now by Merlin Thomas, who is a climate change disinformation reporter at the BBC. Thank you for joining us, and we're sorry that you and all of your colleagues have received this abuse. Some of it is, you know, is unbroadcastable. Where is it coming from, though? Is it coming from misinformation, people believing what they read from Tom down the pub, basically?
Well, there's a real range here. So what we've seen is weather forecasters from the BBC's very own weather team, the Met Office, the Royal Meteorological Society, they're all getting abusive comments. And this peaked during the recent coverage of the heatwave. And BBC's very own Matt Taylor even said this is the worst he's seen in his nearly 25 years of working in weather. So it's not small by any means. And what's crucial here is that it's been triggered when, you know, climate change has been intrinsic to the news story.
Yeah. And one of the big lines that I notice on social media is, what's all the fuss about? It was hotter. Was it 1979, the big long hot summer in the late 70s? You know, this is just a little spat of hot weather.
Well, yeah, that's one thing we saw was that a lot of people were saying that, you know, this is just summer. It's just like the summer of 1976.
76, there you go, sorry.
That 1976 was...
I was very young then. I don't remember a lot about it.
The 1976 was, you know, this is no different to that. This is exactly the same. When, in fact, we know that that's not true, that the recent heat wave, the peak temperature was more than 4 degrees hotter than that of 76. And 76 was only the 13th hottest day on record in the UK. Other trends that we saw of people saying, you know, just get on with it, just get a grip. Others called the BBC's weather team liars, accused of spreading propaganda, of being alarmist and causing hysteria. And other things we're used to, you know, weather teams normally give us advice on how to stay cool, how to, you know, maybe take out a brolly, get some sunscreen on. And recently with the UK's heatwave, we saw them giving us tips on how to stay safe. And a lot of people on social media saw that as pandering to the woke brigade, or snowflakes as they're being called. So really a whole range of abusive comments, and many unbroadcastable.
Weather presenters, meteorologists, they just present the facts. There is no agenda there. They look at the weather models and they tell you what's going on. But let's just press the reset button here for people who do doubt it, that might not be trolling people and being nasty, but just think, hang on, and it's understandable. Last summer was a bit rubbish. The summer before that was lovely. The summer before that wasn't great. Now we've had a heat wave, but it was only for a few days. Is this really climate change? What is happening that makes you and scientists and meteorologists believe that this is because of climate change?
Well, we know that there are proven links between climate change and extreme weather events. You know, recently, obviously, you saw the report before that said that the Met Office said this heat wave was made 15 times more worse because of climate change. We know that those proven links are there. But this is, again, as you said, meteorologists are there to just say the facts. And this is something that we've seen in the COVID pandemic. You know, conspiracies abounded about the vaccine, about lockdown. And that then was about scientists in the public eye. Now we're seeing weather forecasters and meteorologists at the forefront of that. And they're getting that abuse. You know, before they said they would get angry emails from people talking about how, you know, why has it rained on my wedding? And you said it would be sunny. Now they're getting emails saying, you know, you're a liar. You're spreading propaganda. You're causing hysteria. So they're now being abused simply for telling the truth about the proven links between climate change and extreme weather events.
Merlin, well put. Many thanks for joining us.
Well put, Merlin. She's called Merlin.
What was that? What, I didn't see that. What was her name for?
Merlin. Her name was Merlin.
Merlin the wizard casting spells on the nation. Fucking
you can't wear this shirt,
notice,
can you?
I didn't even notice that, yeah. Fucking Merlin. I mean, you can't, to be honest, I watch that, right? I get two emotions. One is pure rage, right? The other one is, yeah. You can't help saying it's things of fear, doesn't it? They're terrified. It's like
pathetic, wasn't it?
It's like a mangy kid.
Yeah.
You said that? What do you mean you said that? How can you say that? Well, you know, like that when I was saying to you earlier about, I listened to an old bit of footage of Savage Javid when he was saying only 10%. We need that other 10% to go and get the jibby jab. And it was just like fear, mangy little fucking bald-headed, greasy-faced. And then they went after the nurses and the care home workers, didn't they? And it was that same week. Do you remember that week when it all came to a crunch? They went on, he did that, and then that happened, and then it just went away 2 days later. Yeah.
But I mean, all getting abuse, they're all getting abuse.
Proven.
I wrote a few notes.
Yeah, I did as well. Promoting climate change.
But they're saying that they're all getting it. All right, if you're coming out with these statements, show me who. It's after 9 o'clock. We're grown ups. We can handle somebody being called a twat. Yeah. Show us what they were saying. Yeah. Show us what they were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't show anything.
There's never any specifics ever.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sure they did get some abuse, and I'm glad they did. To be fair, I'm sure they did, because even nutters like us, I think your average person who isn't a nutter like us wasn't buying it, because. Like that story I told about the dogs, people shouting at each other in the street because the dog out in the street. It was too deep heat. She describes it as a heat wave. That's not a heat wave. A heat wave is when it's a prolonged period of heat with no rainfall.
But the words, it
was hot for 2 days.
Yeah, the words they're using, though, like my colleague said, it's the worst it's been in his career in 25 years or whatever it was, right?
But the
worst it's been in his career. So she wasn't even there in 1976.
She looked about 30. Yeah.
Well, and I wasn't there in 1911 when there was another heat wave in 1911.
I was here 2 years ago. Last year, like they did say this, last year was crap before it was hot. The year before was hot for a very long period of time.
Yeah.
For 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I mean, it didn't reach the 38 degrees, but it was very close. But it was a period of time. It was roasting. And
well, 1976 didn't. There was no rain.
Yeah, but also
for 45 days. Yeah,
all right.
45 days.
Right.
Since then, 2 days around here. Since there's 2 days around here, it's pissed down every day.
Yeah. Well, it's been cloudy here ever since. Yeah.
Yeah.
But forget that. What about the countries? I know we said this before, but what about the countries who go to an holiday? Africa,
yeah.
Australia, all these countries. We're a cold country and we got a little bit hotter and it's fucking panic stations.
Well, again, we're surrounded by water. We've got water all within the country, yeah. And all of a sudden we're scared of not having any water. This is all part of this drive.
It wasn't even scared of not having any water. It was just the heat and it was the climate. You know, when you listen to them talk as well, we know these are the facts.
Yeah.
We follow.
Trust the experts.
Facts. Yeah. They keep saying that over and over again. Programming.
And she was a climate disinformation expert.
Why do you need a climate disinformation expert?
Because you need to trust the experts that they're ruling out.
If it's a fact, you watch it.
Because
go,
I get all my information, according to that Nesbitt Award newsreader, from Tom Down at the pub. The Oracle.
And also, do you know he said read from Tom Down the pub? Not even. What does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it might just be a word screw up, but.
Yeah. And did you notice in the background we're using pictures of houses that are burnt down?
That one's burning.
Yeah.
They're strategically burnt
down. There is no proof that house burnt down because it was hot.
Houses burnt down anyway. Yeah. I mean, there's no proof. There's no proof it was. Because of that, and it was because it's because of climate change. It just burnt down.
No.
The house burnt down. It was quite funny strategic how it burnt on the motorway. So you think more cars are passing it.
Yeah.
Witnessing it. You know what I mean? If it had been
out
in the middle of nowhere, no one noticed. And why splice that with them talking about the weather?
If you think about it, you've got the power of the BBC and the audience that it gets, and you've got two people just basically saying that weather people were getting abused, pure old weather people, just all they do is tell us the truth. You know, the Ministry of Truth, they tell us the truth, yeah, over and over again, truth, 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 experts, experts, experts. But behind them, they had a TV screen that said global climate warming change behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the bottom of the ticker tape, he kept flicking over saying wildfires, raging, and things like that. And they use words like raging, raging inferno, and all these ridiculous
remember
words.
Remember the build-up to it was a tinderbox. England's a tinderbox.
Yeah, and it reminded me of that cruise ship's a petri dish. You know, it's that same type of mantra.
Little horror word thrown in there just to make you shit yourself.
Yeah, but that's just, again, going back from what we did last week on the live show with that Anna Fry, that was BBC again. And I'm not saying it's just BBC because I don't believe it is.
No, but
ITV's a horror show as well, but...
But I would call the BBC the ultimate propaganda channel, the ultimate one. They all do the same stuff, just in different ways. The BBC is the ultimate version of that, I think. It is literally what 1984 Ministry of Everything.
Yeah.
That's what I see as now.
Yeah. What they don't tell you is that the weather readers, not just the news readers, because the news is supplied like that as well, but the weather readers, as we pointed out in a podcast just before and that Fry one, that they're buying the weather or the information from massive corporations.
Yeah.
That it's not their information. It's not the BBC haven't got a load of thermometers all over the country.
No.
Gathering all this information. We don't, whatever temperature recording device could have been inside, I don't know, by an incinerator for all we know. We don't know where it was. There were no pictures taken to say where it was in Lincoln.
Yeah. And show it.
You know, why didn't they show it?
It's so dramatic. It's a big deal. Yeah. Show it.
Show it. And say that here it is, look. With this.
Going up to 40. Look at it.
But I remember as well when they were talking about global climate warming change in the 90s, saying that Maldives would be underwater. Funnily enough, they're not underwater. Nobody talks about that anymore.
No.
And one of the guys that wrote in a comment that I read, he said the weather's useful for he lives on a boat, and they said the weather's useful when you're at sea. Yeah,
that's why it was invented, et cetera. I think
but what he did say was...
That is literally why the forecast was invented.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Farmers and sailors.
What he did say was that he's got charts going back to the late 1800s of the depths of the water, and the depths are the same now as they were in 1800s. So this rising tide bollocks...
No, they can't be, though, because I saw that massive glacier melting and falling to sea and... Iceland in Antarctic.
With that
very slowly as well. Yeah, yeah. Slowly. So that can't be true either.
No. But these so-called experts are like Brian Cock and Anna Fry and that Merlin the Wizard who were just on there. Did she have wizard sleeves? I'm not going anywhere with that one anyway.
Yeah, I forgot.
We have these people paraded out like we have over the last two or three years, telling us what health should be.
It's funny
telling us what the weather's going to be
as well, isn't it? It's funny that you brought that up as well. It's just like, you know, people listening to other people who are experts about the
COVID nonsense, and
brought that up.
Yeah, ask to throw that in there.
To me, though, he does think of panic a little bit. You know,
when they're going to make a program similar to that,
like that one,
like the Fry one, it tells me that it's probably not gone the way they thought it was going to go. There is some truth to that as well. I mean, they're talking about in down south, I think it's southwest, of hosepipe bans,
right?
I mean, but they're talking about these things because they want to spread fear into people's.
You now realise what all those past years of horsepipe bombs were about, weren't they? Keeping everyone arguing and shitting themselves and each other about someone using their horsepipe next year.
But yet the Great Barrier Reef I read a news story. The Great Barrier Reef that was apparently going to disappear is now it's grown back again.
But again, this is what I was saying, Fatty.
I wish the same thing had happened to my fucking hair. Well, I don't actually, but
I don't think it's funny. No, I think you'd look fucking weird with a big. You had you with a big bouffant on now.
No, I'd be going for Sir Lewis Hamilton's.
To be honest, if you had hair, right, you'd shave your head.
I would.
Because you're that person. You won't even have a beard. You'd shave your head.
No.
So it's not worrying about, is it? You'd literally have a shave.
I never did. I'm a happy bald nut. Yeah. It's irrelevant to me. But, so the Great Barrier Reef that was disappearing, like the Maldives, as Clinton said when I heard it, the Maldives, and Al Gore.
Yeah, he won an Oscar for that fact. He won an Oscar for
that bullshit
documentary.
And he ain't even a weather expert. Just like, isn't it weird? Al Gore...
Is it Vice President?
Al Gore, right, everyone believes him about climate change, but he's not a professor of anything.
Yeah.
So he's not even an expert. Bill Gates is going around jabbing world.
Yeah.
And he's not an expert.
He's not a medical man at all.
No, but yet we've got to listen to experts.
I know. They're not even experts. Never even thought of that. Yeah, it's a more down bullshit.
It's like Bill Gates coming on and trying to talk about diet. Would you listen to him about diet? Looking at him.
That creepy prick talk about anything. other than maybe that I've got the wrong mouse for my lap. Maybe if you told me that.
And even then, you'd think you were having it up, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to be fair, my this is actually quite funny. Because I was saying this the other day, my missus got me a mouse from work, right? And they've all got like Microsoft ones that are really expensive. And my missus has got one with a wire that goes to a computer, right? And I said, why have you got that one? And she said, because all day long, everyone's just banging them on. They're fucking mouse didn't work. No, Microsoft mouses.
Yeah. It's just there to frustrate you, isn't it? But you sent me a story about the death of a soldier who collapsed as UK suffered record-breaking heat wave is being investigated.
Yeah. Well, he was just another one of them that you read through, right? And it's horrible because he was a young lad. He was 24 or something like
that. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I mean, and you do hear of these... In fact, I got thinking when I was reading that you heard about that story every couple of years about a soldier dying in training in the heat. But he didn't actually mention, if you read it right through, he didn't mention he was doing training. And it also didn't tell you how he died. And my point was, the reason I sent it to you is, there's been this, there's a lot of stories out there that where it tells you about a guy who's that, but it doesn't tell you how he died.
No, it never does.
He didn't actually tell you what happened to the poor fucker.
It never does now. But they use lines like he collapsed as the UK suffered record-breaking heatwave. Now, let's get this straight. It was 1 or 2 degrees higher than the highest temperature. So
that should not kill a 24-year-old boy.
For one day, yeah. Right? People... I turned YouTube on and there were a live stream of cricket and I put it on thinking, I'll just see if the game's on because all this hysteria wouldn't have surprised me if it was being cancelled. And guess what? So, the game were on. They were running in and bowling and cracking ball.
We're in England.
They were in England. Yeah.
Well, so those same cricketers who can go to Pakistan and Australia playing blazing heat, they managed to do it in England in the heat wave.
Yeah. The heat wave that lasted a day. And these guys on BBC are trying to sell the fact that it was a heat wave for one day.
That's what I was saying.
2 days at a stretch.
Heat waves at least a week or two, I would have said.
Yeah. So why didn't they have the same conversation last year saying, can we expect it to be cold every summer now and wet?
Mm. Shit weather. Yeah, it was crap last
year. Yeah. Where were that?
Thing grew.
But now they have to say it's extreme weather conditions. Extreme.
Yeah. And also... Well, if they changed everything, right, and they didn't do anything, and they just said, you know what, be careful, it's going to be hot. Don't dive in any deep water if you don't know what. But this is fantastic. How brilliant. It's boiling. Brilliant. We've finally got a British summer. Thank fuck.
Do you know what I mean? How about they keep the fucking nose out of somebody else's business? There is
even
that
better.
There is that one. Even you know?
But you need to listen to the
experts. I'm going to start Barbie up. Yeah, look, I remember going to France a few years ago and it were in 40s. And I remember him saying, oh, it's global climate warming change then.
Right.
This was France, and there were a heat wave on then because it lasted about, but it's south, it was southern France. There is heat waves in southern France. And, you know, it was red hot. I was there for 2 weeks, and there was nobody, they weren't flaking over, like, you know.
But also, fire out. Let's say everything they say is true, right? You've been to Dubai, and I've been to Dubai.
But Thailand.
On my way to Sri Lanka, which was, they deal with it fine. And also, if it was that bad, that global climate warming change, the whole world's going to go up a couple of degrees, we'll deal with it, won't we?
I remember thinking, when this was in the 90s, I said, yeah, and if Antarctica and the Arctic increases in temperature by 1 degree, we're all going to flood. And I thought, how does that work? It's minus 50. 1 degree means it's minus 49.
Yeah,
I've just been taught in school that nothing melts.
It could go up 10 degrees and nothing at all.
And it's still minus 39.
Yeah, but you're forgetting about that slow motion ice cap falling into the sea fire that you saw in Edinburgh.
Oh, the seasonal ice cap collapses, you mean?
Yeah, and
it's right. Like in Siberia. What is it, Vladivostok or something like that? It's something ridiculous, like minus 40 or something.
In Siberia, where they build them trains with that big thing on it that just plows straight through it all?
Yeah, yeah.
In London, if there's half an inch of snow, the whole fucking continent stops. All leaves on a track, yeah.
So, and look at Iceland, look at the temperature in Iceland. They say it's all melting and stuff like that, but look at the temperatures on Iceland, in parts of Iceland. It's like minus 20 at times. It's like,
can't melt, can it?
How is it going to melt?
I mean, call me stupid, fire, right? Because, you know, I weren't too clever at school, but if it's zero, it's frozen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So it going from minus 50 to minus 40 makes no difference, really, does it?
Would you have thought it made any difference?
No, not if everything.
Also, if we were in, if it were true that we were in an ice age, and now we're not in an ice age, you'd hazard a guess that it's warming up, maybe. If that's the truth, all right. The same.
What you're saying is gradual. Gradual warming since the ice age.
And then throw in a mini ice age in the 1800s.
You're not a meteorologist, you thick cunt.
throw in the mini ice age in the 1800s, where they're ice skating on the Thames, yeah. And the medieval warm period, where they were making red wine up in Newcastle.
It's just confusing now, Don. We need Brian Cockhent to come here and tell us what's the graph.
So, what I'd like to ask him is, what was the medieval warm period then? How hot was it then when they were growing wine up in Newcastle?
Yorkshire.
Yeah, in Yorkshire. I mean, you can't grow shite other than onions and turnips or something here, can you? carrots. Anything underground is fine here. Anything above ground, you've got the chance.
Well, I remember when we were kids, there were 6-foot snowdrifts.
Yeah.
I remember us...
in the village, it was. Yeah,
stuck in our house. We had to dig our way out of the house. But no one moaned about it. It was exciting. It was interesting.
But, I mean,
I remember old Tom up the road, and my dad said, go and give old Tom an hand to dig his drive out, because his drive's covered in snow. And it fucking took me half a day to dig him out, right? He came to his door, and he said, do you want a drink? Do you want a drink, young'un? And I said, yeah, I'll have a coffee, please, because it was freezing. And he went, a what? And I went, a coffee. And he went, orange juice. I went, yeah, okay. Because he couldn't be asked to make me a fucking coffee. All right, I love a freezing cold orange juice, even though it's minus 10.
I'm loving the heat wave. Like I said, it's been raining every day since those two hot days.
It's been cloudy here ever since them 2 days.
Yorkshire. So global climate warming change, whatever that might stand for.
I will say though, Fire, one thing I will say is the weather is weird now.
Yes.
Now, I wouldn't say it's because of global climate warming freezing change, because it's cloudy, but it's red hot, it's muggy, and it's almost like that tropical heat where it's, you know what I mean? We might kill air every morning, look like fucking Billy Crystal with a little dew for her. You just got that like greasy stick.
Like candy floss.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But it is different. That's weird, because in England, it's sunny and there's no clouds and it's warm. But being warm with clouds is quite odd.
I wonder if these experts, weathermen, are talking to geoengineering expert weathermen. I wonder if they're having conversations with them guys. Mm. There's never a mention of that on BBC about what's going on there. But anyway, the good news is, well, I don't suppose it is good news, this, but we covered this on the Be Liar one, and that is Fetters, or Fetters, Fet School. I got a lot of grief calling it Fets, but Fetters in Edinburgh, where Be Liar went. And we pointed out two or three well-known weirdos that were at that school.
Right.
And had since been either sent down or told they were pedos. And the BBC Radio 5 live presenter, I call him, oh, I've forgotten his bloody name now. Who's that right annoying git on...
take your pick.
Yeah, all of them are right annoying gits. We'll have to get it now. Bear with me. Nicky Campbell, that's him. He's been talking out about how he was abused at Fetters School in the 1970s. And what one guy we covered a few weeks ago is he's fighting extradition from South Africa. And so he said apparently there were two or three teachers involved with this. Now, we pointed this out that Blair was there. I think Blair was there before Campbell. But if you think about Campbell, Nicky Campbell.
Oh, he's a total
player. And you think about Blair.
He's totally signed up, this Campbell. Without a doubt.
Well, you've got to ask yourself, Chris, is he signed up or have they got pictures? Is something happening? Because if you think about it, I've seen Campbell talking about conspiracy theorists. Can you remember that? He did a show once. And it was about the Manchester one. Can you remember? I think you sent it, mate,
right,
a few years ago, where he basically did that same thing that Anna Fry did on a smaller version for the BBC.
Right.
Anyway, and he was going on about it, and he's that type of outspoken type character.
Anything I've seen him do is always selling the agenda, to be honest.
Yes. But to me, he looked like one of those... I say a psychopath, but that type of tendency. And if he was part of that traumatic abuse structure, then there's no wonder.
Well, he might be exactly the same as Tony Blair, but just been put into the media instead of politics. There's no difference, is there, really?
No. I mean, I know we think this, but I think these people, when, again, they're put through these schools, that doesn't mean to say that every single person who goes to these schools is satanic blood worshipper. That's not true, right?
No.
And I would say 99% of these people who go to Oxford or somewhere never know anything about this stuff. They don't know anything about it. But there's a small...
You only need a drop to contaminate an entire bucket, world, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, and that is what it is. So these people, even the people who are in the clubs, private clubs, like the Bullingdon Boys type thing, most of them probably don't know. It's compartmentalised.
But exactly what you're explaining there is that Masonic pyramid, aren't they? Where, you know, at the bottom they don't know, and it's a need to know basis, like the military.
Yeah, but imagine how many of them Masonic pyramids there are, Chris. If you like, you know, where there'll be a group, little section of them there that
one
don't
in BBC,
need to know.
One in WHO.
Exactly. One in World Economic Forum. Exactly. One in ITV. You don't need many.
Do you know what it reminds me of, Fire, saying that? Well, it reminds me of that bit in, what do you call it, Omen 3. Do you remember it's got, what's the actor called? The guy who's in Jurassic Park, Sam Neill. Even as a kid, I found it the creepiest bit when he goes up to, I think he's in Dover, there's a lighthouse and he's on like the cliffs in England. And he goes up and he's talking to all his people. And there's like scouts there and nurses and from every level of society, they're all there listening to him. And he's saying, you know, we're going to take, it's a long time since I've seen it, so don't quote me on this, but he's basically saying, you know, we are the ones and we're going to take, and he's the Antichrist. It reminds you of that, doesn't it? And do you remember the bit in Omen 2, he goes, he's in the military academy and he and it's got, who is it in it, out of Aliens, the guy who plays Bishop, Lance Henriksen, and he goes and he's in the military, and does he kill someone or he hurt someone, and he goes in to get a bollocking, and Lance Henriksen goes, don't worry, whatever you do, you know, like, we've got your back, kind of thing, you know. Do you know what I mean? It reminds me of that, like, that club is so small but so influential about everything that goes on. There's only a few of them. There's a minute amount of them.
Right.
Anyway, go on. Sorry, I went off.
But no, that is what they do, because that club won't know about that club. They might even be within the same organisation, these people, and they don't know each other. Right. It's like I was doing some research on Jacinda Ardern, and she's part of a group of, it's set up by the UN, and it's women only, and it, all of these people that are involved, there's something like 24 of them are still prime ministers of countries, and it's funded by the UN Foundation, which was funded by Ted Turner from a grant by him, and Ted Turner was the guy that founded CNN. So you've got all these women in this same place being part of the... And then there's another group of them that are ex-prime ministers, another group of them that are deputy prime ministers.
You would hazard a guess that they did it, that group of women, because of the way the climate's changed now. I don't mean climate physically, but...
Yeah, we mean the...
we need more women, we need more ethnics, we need more this and that involved in politics.
Yeah.
Hazard a guess, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and she was also part of the International Union of Socialist Youth. And
what is that?
You know, these were founded like in 1907, and you know they've got people running it like institutions engaged with, like, the Council of Europe and the UN and the Socialist International. I mean, most of these, you've never heard of these things, you know. And that's what she's part of, the Council of Women World Leaders. And and it was founded by Ted Turner, III, who founded the CNN News Network. And you can see that these people are picked out. And, oh, by the way, Ted Turner also founded the Nuclear Threat Initiative. And the nuclear, which is another foundation, right? And the NTI partnered with the Munich Security Conference in 2021 in Bavaria. And that's the thing that I mentioned, that the guys from Rise Above were talking about, Master Lee and Lance, that I did a load of research on. And they were the hosts of a simulation exercise of monkeypox. That killed 700 million or something like that people. The simulation.
He's still hovering under the. He's still hovering around the monkeypox, isn't it? I've noticed.
Yeah,
he's not.
But anyway, he funds the thing that we're talking about. Secret groups here. I mean, we're coming to the end of the first hour, but these secret groups exist, and the groups within groups within groups within groups, aren't they? They're that compartmentalised. That they don't even know they're in the group. You imagine, right? I'll use Nikki Campbell as a prime example. Or the weather people. Yeah. The weather people are being given the facts, as that guy said, the truth. The truth isn't a fact, right? It's two different things. A fact and the truth is two different things. They're given a script. That's what a fact is. But you read that, so it is the truth, because it's on BBC. We don't lie. So it is a fact. They don't know what's behind it all. Because they've gone through university, you know. Oh, we like what you're doing. You'll get a pay rise and all this type of stuff. Or you'll go and work on news at 9 o'clock news, which is a higher pay grade because you've got more viewers, or whatever it is. You can see all this happening. A bit like that Hannah Fry. Her company turned 72,000 over in 2017 or whatever it was, and last year it turned over 550,000 or something like that. Now, I ain't saying in the scheme of things, £500,000 is a lot of money. It's not chicken feed, but it's in the world.
The people are giving it, that doesn't matter.
Yes. That's not. But that's a limited company as well. That doesn't say that she weren't getting a salary from other places.
Yeah.
That's a limited company. So she could still go and work for ITV or BBC or someone else.
This is how they've got this programme fight, arguing and squabbling over thousands here and or even millions here and there. To the show, it makes no difference, as they proved in the last 2 years where they gave everyone free money.
Well, again, look at the phrase, money is the root of all evil, right? So most working class people would agree with that because they can see that, and I'll say, working class is a horrible phrase. I want to do some on classes, you know, because that topic came up on the Mark Nesty one. The Mark Nesty one. We're going to have back because he's getting into it now and he's written some stuff down that he wants to discuss. But anyway, but I'm not a class person. I don't look at class. I'm not saying that they don't try dividing us, but because they do. But
it's the ultimate divide and conquer tool, isn't it?
When we were brought up, money was the root of all evil. It's an embarrassment. You can't have it. But yet, by not having it within the system, so I'm not saying the system's good, and I'm not saying money's good, but within the system, without it, a lot of things that you can't actually do or access. I agree with the system.
You're part of it. You've got no choice.
But people from a working class background are embarrassed by earning or going out to earn money. That's why people who do that are looked down upon.
Yeah.
Within that society. We've been told not to, people of that background have been told, this is your place. You cannot. So we allow
you're all right to do all right, but not do too well, kind of.
Yes. Thing. Yeah. And so we've been told that by the people who control all the fucking money. And that's the same as the health thing. It's like, right, we're the royal family, we live till 100 and whatever, and we don't do any of these vaccines and that and antibiotics that and shite like that, and eat fucking food sprayed with pesticides and stuff like that. We eat organic food, but we want you to eat all that.
That'd be an interesting one to do, actually, the fact that the Dutchie stuff at Waitrose.
It's pretty sharp. Yeah.
And do you know what I noticed? In Waitrose, you can buy aluminium-free deodorant and you can buy fluoride-free toothpaste.
But why would they make...
Can't anywhere else.
Aluminium-free deodorant, dead rodent, yeah? And aluminium-free dead rodent and... fluoride-free toothpaste.
But you can only buy it in Waitrose. I've never seen another supermarket you can buy it in.
No, I agree with you. But why would they make that if it were good for you?
Well, no, what I mean is they make it fluoride-free and aluminium-free. They are giving you the choice. It's just quite hard to find.
The choice, and this is what I'm saying the choice is there. Yeah.
If you want to look into it for 10 minutes and choose that one, you can.
Yeah.
But you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's only available in a small, you know. Yeah, I mean, you can buy it online. No, I know you can.
But, yeah, you can buy it online. But what I mean is, you know, Waitrose have got that crest on it saying they supply the royal family.
Yeah, yeah. Right, we're going to come to the end of this first hour. We've tripped over it, but we don't mind on that one. So, if you want to remember, join us in the next hour over in the members area, if you want. And we will be back. We're recording a couple of new podcasts coming up next week with someone talking about Klaus Schwab, which will be an interesting one because it was somebody I wanted to get hold of just after we'd done the Klaus Schwab podcast, the 3.5 hour epic. And then we've got somebody else the week after who'll be interesting as well. But anyway, we will see you next time if you're not joining us for the second hour. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.